Now let's turn to another troubled country, a country where there are signs of hope, but also some of frustration. 2 years after a peace agreement that ended a long war between North and South Sudan, the Southerners are boosting their diplomatic presence in Washington, D.C. They're trying to keep America focused on their region while so much attention has shifted to the western part of Sudan, Darfur. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Ezekiel Lowe Gutquith is not your typical Washington diplomat. He spent the late 80s and early 90s on the battlefield. He was, as he described it, a foot soldier in the Sudan People's Liberation Army, the main rebel movement in southern Sudan. And like many in the South, he lost lots of relatives in a civil war with the North.
I lost my elder brother. I lost my father. All of us in southern Sudan, we have lost a lot of people. We have lost more than 2.5 million people in this war.
Under the peace deal signed 2 years ago by the government in Khartoum and the rebels in the south, the local government in southern Sudan was allowed to set up missions abroad. Gutquith describes it this way: one country, two systems. He runs the office here in Washington, which he says is something short of an embassy. He can't issue passports or visas, for instance.
Our job is basically to make sure that the government of southern Sudan or the people of southern Sudan are getting the development that they need.
As he shows off this small office space, he talks about big plans for one of the least developed corners of the world.
This is the map of southern Sudan. These are the proposed roads that we are proposing to build.
Gutquith says it's easier now to drive from southern Sudan to Kenya or Uganda, but most of the lines on this map mark places where the southern Sudanese hope to have roads. Just up the road from here is the embassy of Sudan. Gutquith says he does have differences with the diplomats there, particularly over the issue of Darfur and the need for United Nations peacekeepers.
We are for the UN forces to go to Darfur because simply, if you can have UN forces in southern Sudan, why not having them in Darfur? It's simple as that. And number two, people are dying.
But he's mainly dealing with local issues on his job. He's trying to keep track of the southern Sudanese who live here in the U.S. to make sure they register to vote, not only in national elections, but in a planned referendum on the future of southern Sudan.
We are a large number, and the estimate is we have more than 100,000 southern Sudanese are residing in the U.S. We have more than 9,000 southern Sudanese in Omaha, Nebraska alone. We have a good number of them also in Nashville, Tennessee, also in Phoenix, Arizona.
Gutquith says he travels to these cities to give other Southerners updates on how the peace deal is going. He complains it's been too slow and there's little transparency in how the country's oil wealth is being shared. If Southerners end up voting for separation 4 years from now, Gutquith says he'll be ready to turn this office into a real embassy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.